A number of Southern Illinois leaders met in Marion Tuesday to encourage the state to quickly finish the administrative rulemaking process. They say it will be 400 days this week since the state passed the Fracking Regulatory Act. Mark Dinsler is the vice president of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. He says Southern Illinois is missing out on real jobs because of the delay.
For the manufacturing sector in particular, things like mining equipment, pumps, steel, chemicals, a whole industry that can be born in Illinois and jobs increased in the state of Illinois. We are frustrated today, as you can imagine.
Dinsler says, by comparison, the state's medical marijuana administrative rules were finalized last week, about 6 months after the law was passed. Wayne Woolsley is the owner of Woolsley Energy Corporation and has been involved in the oil and gas industry for more than 40 years in the Kansas area. He says they've invested in more than 250,000 acres and have drilled more than a half dozen test wells in southern Illinois during the past 2 years.
Now, we are at the stage at this point to do a horizontal well with hydraulic fracking. And I'm afraid that if we don't see something soon, we'll be doing it over in Indiana. And, you know, I just say, we've got great plans. We want to be a part of the community, and hopefully we can get this thing developed correctly.
Officials with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources have been unavailable for comment. Earlier this month, IDNR Director Mark Miller told the Associated Press that the agency is working diligently and will meet a November 15th legal deadline to have the fracking rules in place. Miller also says the agency hopes to hire another 15 staff members by the end of this month that is needed to help enforce and manage high-volume hydraulic fracturing in Illinois. I'm Jeff Williams.